Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday, happy days.
Monday.
Wednesday, happy days.
Now, Monday.
Friday, happy days.
No.
Weekend
comes, but I go. Oh. That's a weekend already? Wait a minute.
These days are
all right, I'm not sure I'm too happy about this era of television at the moment because of the passing of Suzanne Summers. That's something we'll talk about during the course of our visitation together. Well, this hour, actually. October 16th. We're halfway through the month of October already. Hold your breath, Jay.
Goodness.
I know it is. Excuse me. Goodness. Well, there is a lot of goodness around us, even though the world seems to be so focused on what's in the Middle East. Here's a thought as we get started on this hour of the Good Day program. Our aspirations are inspirations, and they become our possibilities. Aspirations are the inspiration to do things that you're not used to doing, or maybe you didn't think were possible, right? What do you aspire to do? I ask that question of everybody who's listening right now, no matter what your age, your circumstance. We all have aspirations. And so what's yours? And are you living up to your true potential, I guess, would be the question, because there are certainly more possibilities for, but there's always another possibility. There's always something around the corner. There's always something else that you can do or you can achieve. So maybe that's something to think. How do we achieve world peace? Yeah, that's something that people just, oh, how are you going to ever do that? Jeepers, creepers. I would like to think that there was a way somehow to get there. Otherwise, how do we have a future, right? Without peace, why can't we? What was it said? Rodney King said, why can't we all just get along?
Yeah. Well, and as long as War Inc. is the most lucrative business, why would there be peace?
Yeah. War Inc. Is there actually a website that is that says war, that's that is built around war, or is it called War Inc.? I've not ever seen. It's probably easy enough to put it in to the Google bar, to the bar.
Yeah, the only thing I know about War Inc., that phrase, is there's a movie called War Inc. that features John Cusack, Hilary Duff.
Oh, yeah? War Inc. All right. I don't know that I have the words to describe the attack that Hamas has laid on Israel, and basically it's an attack on the world. Some people say it was worse than 9/11. I don't know Americans think that, but if you're close to it, like the Europeans, watching it unfold makes you sick. My stomach, I haven't been the same for a week. There are a lot of things going on in my life as they usually are, but I think they're not usually prompted by anger. And I think talking to some of my Jewish friends, people that I know in Israel, the loss of innocent life, the sadness that's left by these bitter choices that the Israelis have to make. Is there a word we can use, maybe posting this on our social media, all of it, at Good Day Networks is your key to get in? The question is that the word? Is untenable the word? How would you describe the situation in one word? Jay? One word.
Heartbreaking, word. Really. I mean, okay. Yeah, innocent civilians are, I know these are more words, but innocent civilians in Israel, but also in Palestine. Look at what the crisis in Gaza, and people are being told to move south, and there are war zones they're trying to travel through. People in Gaza can't even afford a bottle of water. These are innocent lives, innocent civilians.
You know, they all talk about how united the Arab world is. So all the border states, the countries that border Syria, Libya, Jordan, none of them are letting the people from Palestine through. to come to their country. Egypt says they closed their border. So what does that tell you about the united front presented by other countries in the Middle East? I would say not very. Maybe it's because they realize this is more Hamas than anything else. Do you know that 2,200 rockets have been fired at Israel since last week? Aimed at Tel Aviv, aimed at Jerusalem. And these militants they say that 5,000 rockets were fired at them. Well, and then they say, well, we fired that many, but the Golden Dome has kept most of them from getting to their targets. Each rocket here, the military-industrial complex, here's food for thought. Every single rocket fired by Hamas costs $600. That seems kind of cheap, doesn't it? But you fire 5,000 of them, it's $3 million. On the other hand, the Iron Dome interceptor costs $60,000. So it costs them $60,000 to blow up a missile. It costs $600. So there are about 5,000 of these dome interceptors. And they've spent $300 million so far to shoot down the rockets that Hamas has aimed at them. So anyway, I mean, they can't. They have to have a limited number of these interceptors. And the number of missiles Hamas has, they're being supplied by China and Russia and crude missiles from Iran and other places. And yet, here we are. They're trying to appease everybody. I don't know what else you do, frankly. And then you have Hamas and their form of government, part of their constitution, if that's what you want to call it, reads as the following, quote, "There is no negotiated settlement possible. Jihad is the only answer." So how do you get through to people like that other than just wipe them out? And so anyway, there are a lot of people who, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, you may have heard him on the countdown on Friday, talk about being careful when it comes to aid, financial support, humanitarian support. So these are the organizations that you can feel comfortable, according to Steve, that you can feel comfortable donating to. The United Jewish Appeal, the El Efrat Foundation, World Jewish Congress, the Jewish Federation of North America, Israel Trauma Center, the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee, Israeli Aid. Now, there are probably others. I'm not aware of them at the moment because I just looked those up, but there certainly are lots of web pages around. You can check it all out. My son and daughter-in-law went to an event in Los Angeles over the weekend, obviously in support of Israel. I don't know why I say obviously, Brendan. Both my children are married to a Jewish people. Jewish people. How do you say that? Jews is a little harsh, right? So there's a. It's like Christians. So I was married to Christians.
Yeah, I believe Jews is the correct verbiage. It's when you add S's or not S's. When you add the in front of any kind of any groupings of people that make it wrong.
Is that so? Really? I didn't know that. Huh.
It's when it like becomes singling them out or something.
Yep. All right. So Iran has warned Israel of an escalation if their aggression doesn't stop. Can you imagine the balsam these guys have? They blame what's going on Israel because they're the aggressors. When the rest of the world sees what happened, the chutzpah that they have, to use the Jewish expression, is incredible. And meanwhile, the foreign minister and some of the other people that are working with Iran have called on Israel to stop their attacks. And so how do you interpret that other than just chutzpah, right?
But correct me if I'm wrong, hasn't there been a level of oppression from the Israeli government on Gaza and the Palestinians, not talking about Hamas, But and I'm not saying that anything Hamas is doing is okay. It is never okay for civilians to.
It's two different entities.
Yeah, exactly. It's never okay for civilians to be at the mercy of stuff like this. Innocent babies being decapitated, people at just trying to be at a festival, at a concert, and hiding in bushes for their lives. And here's the other thing with the extremism, because
that's what it is.
Jihad is in the Islamic faith, is realizing and following God's will, which is to lead a virtuous life and to extend the Islamic community through preaching, education, example, writing, stuff like that. Nowhere in there is killing people or using violence as the
story. Again, it goes around.
But that's the extremism. That's the exact same thing that we see in other religions, the extremism. We see the extremism happening here in our country, where people have a difference of opinions. And you have members of the Christian faith who are extremists and killing other people of other religions because they feel that their own religion is right. It's the extremism situation.
It's the whole use of religion as a tool of war, which is the opposite of what religion is, at least what I was taught when I was going to church as a youngster, is the exact opposite of what we are supposed, how we're supposed to live our lives. And yet here it is, right? There are extremists in the Christian religion. There are extremists in the Jewish faith. There are extremists in the Muslim. There are extremists. And that comes about as a result of teaching, I guess, the worldview that one has, whoever you grew up around, parents mostly, other influencers that are in your life, right? There are these people who just go over the edge. And so this stuff continues, and not only are the people in the Middle East at ill at ease, but Paris, for example, there was a bomb threat. France is on alert at the, this is at the Louvre, the art museum, probably the most famous art museum in the world, right? Bomb threats. There were 7,000 troops brought into France, into Paris over the weekend, because they're trying to protect a lot of these sites that tourists everywhere are seeing. And this is all because of the tensions between Israel and Hamas. Wow. 18 after, this is Monday Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included, plus you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch, I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults.
Nothing is everything.
SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
It's 23 after the hour now here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Monday, the
knock on our door.
16th.
Our door. We've been waiting for you. Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Three's Company was how Suzanne Summers was first known, maybe even her best role on TV, certainly a fun comedy. She was in Step by Step as well. She passed away yesterday. It seems all of the things that I remember about her and her status health-wise was that she was improving, that she was better. She'd been through breast cancer, what, three times?
Oh, she had three times just when she was Chrissy on Three's Company.
Really? So, anyway, the story of this aggressive form of breast cancer, she's had it for 23 years, kind of reminds me of my wife who had the same sort of thing, stage 4 breast cancer, and it finally gets at you. So, anyway, we'll talk about the life and times of Suzanne Summers as we continue here on Good Day.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance Palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
We're talking about Suzanne Marie Mahoney. That was her maiden name. She was born on this date in 1946. California girl. She started acting in the late 60s. Got small roles in films and things. She was in Bullet, I didn't realize that. I'm trying to remember.
Oh, wow.
She was in Magnum Force, the Clint Eastwood movie. She was in American Graffiti. She was the blonde in the T-Bird. You're right. She doesn't. She looked at Richard Dreyfuss and mouthed, "I love you," before driving away. That was her. That was her beginning. The beginning of a long career. She had been in a lot of television shows before she was in Three's Company. She was in The Rockford Files, $6 Million Man, Love Boat, Starsky and Hutch. That she was cast as. Do you remember her name, the name of her character?
In Starsky and Hutch? Oh, in Three's Company. Yeah, Chrissy.
Yeah. She was with Joyce DeWitt, John Ritter, who died a long time ago. He had a bad heart thing, and boom. Anyway, she...
And she was surrounded by family when she passed because they had all traveled in to celebrate her birthday, which is today.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so Three's Company was on for 8 seasons, but I don't think she was in all of them. Didn't she want a raise? And they said no. But she wanted to get what John Ritter got, which was $150,000 an episode. Mm-hmm. She was getting paid $30,000. Yeah.
She was fighting for equal pay because they were all three equal co-hosts. Yeah. They were all three equal parts. Why not?
Hello, show was called Three's Company. Duh.
But then she definitely made a lot of her money from the Thighmaster.
Yeah, right. She was. That was her big thing. She had great legs. And that's why they used her. Much than anything else. So, anyway. It is, with sadness we talk about Suzanne Somers, who has passed from this earthly existence. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, years ago, owners would let their cats wander outdoors. Today, as far as I'm concerned, this is not an option. It's just too dangerous for our cats and kittens. Cars, other animals, the resurgence of rabies, and sadly, some people all pose threats to our beloved furballs. As far as I'm concerned, a responsible cat owner does not permit his or her cat to wander outdoors. By teaching your cat to walk on a leash and harness, and yes, it can be done, you go a long way in satisfying your cat's wanderlust. It will allow your cat so many extra freedoms. He'll enjoy the joys of the outside world safely and will become a better companion to you. After all, dog owners take their dogs on visits to grandma's house or to see friends. Why should Kitty be deprived of such pleasant outings? I know what you're saying. It's not that hard to teach your cat to walk on a leash. You need to get the right type of harness, and they do sell cat harnesses. Practice every day. Be patient, and in no time at all, you and your feline buddy will be strutting your stuff in your neighborhood. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
To some, this might sound like a typical family dog. Mm. But at Dog Chow, we know that for a veteran suffering from PTSD, this could be the sound of life-saving therapy.
Thanks, Betty.
That's why we've made it our mission to connect every military hero in need with a canine hero of their own. To learn about the simple ways you can help Dog Chow in our mission, visit Dog Chow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Our Secretary of State will return to Tel Aviv today and continue his mission. Anthony Blinken made stops in Egypt and Jordan over the weekend to urge Arab nations to work together and keep the conflict from expanding and to seek a location for Gaza refugees. Speaking in Cairo yesterday, Blinken said he's making clear the United States stands with Israel while calling for additional aid to deal with the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. A vote for new Speaker of the House is expected tomorrow. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will happen, but it's unclear if Jordan will gather enough votes to secure his position. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only 4 votes can be lost for Jordan to take the gavel. A vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination on Friday, with the total coming up short of the 217 needed. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My name is Lana Stephen Fisher. This is my grandson's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
Music until I found out about the father's relationship with the daughter, and then it kind of put them out of my mind. You know what I mean?
Really?
Does everybody know that story about the mamas and the papas and John Phillips?
I believe so.
And Mackenzie. Oi, what a pig.
But that's what that's what a lot of some people say. It's false. Some people believe her. It's been one way and the other. A lot of allegations.
Yep. All right, let's turn away from that into other things, although it's hard to turn away from what's going on in the Middle East by any stretch of the imagination. But here's some good news for those of you who are eternally optimistic about winning the Powerball jackpot, the $1.76 billion went to somebody in Southern California this weekend. Nobody knows who it is yet. But the store that sold the ticket gets $1 million. Nothing wrong. That's right. It's not chump change. It's the Fraser Park Midway Market and Liquor Store. This guy, Nidal Khalil, has owned the store for, he and his brother owned it for, since the 90s. So this is kind of cool, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. They get to split it, send their children to college.
Yeah. There you go. Did you check your numbers? Make sure, if you're in California, you probably don't have much of a chance to have won this thing. It's a small little community, actually. It's not big at all. It's about an hour outside of Los Angeles. And so this fellow, and you wonder at this point, because he came from Syria, people in their ignorance confuse those. Well, I suppose you can't really know when you look at somebody. It's like, all white people look the same, or all black people, whatever that stupid reality is with some people. All Muslims are the same. You know, people who say, why don't you go back to where you came from? A lot of them
are like, down the street?
Here.
That's where I was born and raised.
Yeah, right. That's our, thank you for pointing that out. Anyway, the situation in Gaza is complete chaos. The hospitals there are trying to treat civilians. But the situation of overcrowding, as you can imagine, no supplies. But the people in Hamas are trying to blame the Israelis for this. The Israelis didn't start this. And so that's where the that's where the quick cutoff comes for me.
Well, the Israeli government is not innocent in this either. Both things can be true.
How do you figure that?
Not in the sense of Hamas, but with the Palestinians and then Gaza.
Well, what do you do if somebody keeps attacking you? What do you do? These people, even though it wasn't the Palestinians, that's the headquarters. That's where they have changed the, if you will, I don't know if attitude is the right word, but the reality there. And maybe this comes from somebody who's not particular. I think I'm objective, but then we always think that we're objective and somebody else is wrong. I have close connections to Israel, as you can tell by listening to this program. I'm not Jewish, but that doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a damn thing. It just means that this is a place, a very unique place, created. Most people don't realize that the Israelis didn't create it. The world turned to the United Nations to figure out what to do with all these disenfranchised, all the people from World War II, the Jews that were from Europe, mostly. And the Palestinians were in control of this land, and the United Nations just took it away from them. So that's when it started. And, yeah, I suppose there was concert from the people who belonged to the UN who thought, yeah, we ought to have a place for the Israelis. So how come it was Palestine? Why wasn't it someplace in deepest, darkest Africa where nobody would have been affected, or at least it didn't seem like there'd be that many people affected? That's the question that goes back to the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know,
the fact remains that innocent civilians on both sides. Are dying and being kidnapped and tortured, and it is just...
Well, the Israelis aren't torturing and kidnapping anybody. Hamas is, but the Israelis are just blowing things up, and they're tough, so they're not going to take any crap from anybody. But under the circumstances, the whole area is on the verge of who knows what. You know, the conditions, certainly as we've been describing them, are deteriorating, and it's pretty dangerous. And so there are those who are losing sight of how this all started, and maybe that doesn't make a difference to some at the moment. Water, food, then some of the Palestinians, by definition, are innocents here.
Mm-hmm.
So, under the circumstances, what the heck do you do? This is the latest from Gaza, is that the water has run out now, and these are in UN shelters that are all across Gaza.
Mm-hmm.
So the hospital, nothing there. So should the Israelis give in and be good guys and help these people out? At some point in time, they gave them the access to the West Bank, And that didn't really help things because there still were militants, the Hamas militants, doing what they did. 1,300 Israelis have been killed by Hamas to this point, and what, 2,300 Palestinians have been killed by the Israelis in the bombings and whatever else went on. 2 million civilians are just like nomads wandering around. They have no place to go.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings around the question about the Arab Brotherhood and how come all of the borders on the other side of Gaza haven't let the people, the Palestinians, into Jordan or to Libya or to Syria or whatever, Egypt. All the borders are closed. So what does that tell you about that? The whole thing is a sick mess.
Well, but, I mean, look at it as in the U.S. border to Mexico, where
that's
some people
right.
are trying to leave for similar situations, similar reasons. They have no other options. They feel that's the best option.
Mm.
And a lot of us don't want to let people in because of documentation and making sure that we're not letting in terrorists. They're probably doing the same thing, making sure that there's not hidden Hamas in there.
Yeah.
And then again, innocent civilians, it's a humanity crisis.
Man, what do you do? All right, one of the problems here is the connection of Hamas to Iran or to the leaders, the Ayatollah, not to the people of Iran. And then there's the connection to Afghanistan and what happens with the money as it goes in that circle. And, of course, the Democrats want to make sure everybody knows that Joe Biden didn't release the $6 billion, which was released, wasn't released, and how do you know what to believe there? Nikki Haley was on with Tapper yesterday on CNN, and he apparently shut her off. She blamed Joe Biden for the problems in the Middle East. And then, to add insult to injury, I guess, as far as Tapper was concerned, she blamed Joe Biden for the situation in the House. I'm not sure how that adds up. Joe can be responsible for lots of stuff. I don't know how he's responsible for that, but listen. So meanwhile, Jim Jordan has been selected as the new speaker nominee. Okay, so that's this round anyway. He was on the first round, didn't get very far. Then Scalise, is that how Scalise, him too. I didn't get very far. So now they're trying to push the speakership of Jordan back in. I don't see how they can vote for him, given maybe they don't care about are the things, the alleged circumstances when he was a coach, are they on him? Are they real? Is
that
it true?
That he didn't protect, allegedly didn't protect
the
athletes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's one of those, you know, sometimes guilty by association, and if you don't step in, don't do anything, then are you just as guilty?
Mm. So he's got to get 217 Republicans on his side in order to secure the vote today. I'm not sure they're going to vote this afternoon or this evening, I guess, on this. That they have. Jordan says he thinks he'll get the 217 votes. I don't know. There are enough characters or crazy people in the Republican Party as there are in the Democratic Party to get in the way of it just to get in the way of it. The McCarthy situation leads to this. Scalise said when he dropped out, this country is counting on us to come back together. Well, there's a lot of reasons to do it, for sure. And they're all important, good reasons. Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, there's a big earthquake. Took place early yesterday morning, centered 18 miles north of the capital. And they have them all the time in Afghanistan. That's a big story.
Are they this big, though, back to back?
That's a pretty rough area of the world. It is for earthquakes. Yeah. Back to back, I don't know. The world is in having an earthquake.
Yeah, 6.3s.
Yeah.
Multiple times. Yeah.
That's my comment. That's it. Right? So the Congress is handcuffed by everybody feuding with each other. I saw some of the things that were said last Friday by some of the members of the Republican Party. some of the things the Democrats say to Republicans, some of the things that Americans say to Mexicans, some of the things that are said the French people say to the Americans that go over there, it's just everywhere somebody's got something to say. There's always somebody who's got a snarl about somebody else. And what does it do for you when you come? I mean, yesterday, I guess I went out to New York State on Friday, as I often do, to pick up things pertaining to the farm. And it's almost dark. And I'm coming out of a parking lot, and this woman pulls right up to my trailer. She touches it. And so, it's obvious she backed. As I was making the corner, she didn't have enough room to get around. Mm-hmm. So I asked her if she'd please move back. And she said yes. She was very pleasant. And then she turned the car into the trailer. Like she was aiming for it. I'm sure she wasn't aiming for it, but she doesn't know how to drive particularly well, obviously. There's a big parking lot. There's a lot of room. And instead of moving away from the trailer, she aims for it. And then she gets upset with me. And I said, ma'am, why are you yelling at me? Well, because your trailer's there. Yeah, I got to park someplace. Well, but you're in my way. Yeah, well, I think it's the other way around. I'm here because I'm trying to get out of the parking lot. You could have waited for me to get out of the parking lot, but you insisted on coming in. And then you said you'd wait while I moved the trailer and the truck out of the way, and then you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so she slides up against the trailer, and then she doesn't know what to do. So I actually got into her car and moved it.
That's nice of you.
Well, but she was yelling at me. It's like she didn't have a clue.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway,
like a trauma response.
Yeah, kind of scared. Yeah, a lot of fear around for sure. She didn't know what to expect of me. So I played the role of being the good guy. 48 after on Good Day.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte or combo orders.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus. Plus, a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like the... Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco, and rewards members get one free every Tuesday till October 31st, only on the app.
Free breakfast taco? Now you're talking.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
Offer valid at participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours while supplies last.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, now 53 after the hour. Monday's Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner here at the ready for the 16th. Ooh, we're going to turn back the clock. I don't want to talk about it. Well, it does affect farmers and the food we eat and all that good stuff and your family's life. But let's get into the heart of the specifics for the Food, Farm, and Family Report for this Monday, including a recall. There's salmonella in Darwin's pet food again. And the company still says we're not going to recall the product. Isn't there some kind of a fine? It is absurd. What a bunch of jerks. Darwin's Natural Pet Products, Natural Selections, Antibiotic and Grain-Free Chicken Recipe for Cats is probably loaded at this point with salmonella. They also have pet food, organic vegetables, chicken recipe and organic vegetables for dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It's got this stuff in it. So this must be canned food, is it not? It's not the little kibbles and bits.
This, yeah, I think this is the stuff that goes that gets stored in refrigerators and freezers and stuff.
Right.
And it's dangerous. Pets can get sick from Listeria, too, or salmonella, salmonella, too. And also the humans that are preparing this food for their pet.
Yeah. I just think this is something that we'll talk to Warren about. Warren Eckstein, I'm sure he's talking about this on his program. But, wow.
And the fact that they just absolutely refuse to recall the product.
What does that tell you about them? Much as anything else. Okay, Chipotle raising prices. People who are fans of Chipotle wonder why they've done it 4 times in the past 2 years. Well, it's probably because they are doing well and need to raise their prices because the price of food, price of everything has gone up and they have kept it to a minimum, right? So that would be... It's a modest price increase, offsetting inflation. You're going to see this everywhere. Price of tires for your car, it doesn't make any difference. Across the board, no matter what you're buying, it's going to be more expensive than it was last year. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
4%. These people are looking for a 4% increase. They got to raise workers' wages. They get that. The whole thing.
Well, I think Chipotle is one of those companies that is known for taking care of their employees.
Yeah.
So if the price of things are going up, they're not going to hurt their employees. They're going to very willingly, okay, then we will raise the prices on our menus.
They got a new robot named Auto Cato that peels, cuts, and cores the avocados. That's for the guacamole, right?
Oh, I just got it.
Avocado. Got it? Avocado, yes.
Good for them.
They got a robot named Chippy that makes you tortilla chips. They have a sense of humor about it. Can't get labor, man. Where was I trying to remember? Oh, I was at my friend's restaurant in Sharon Springs. I stopped there for dinner on Saturday night, and this guy runs an auction house. His wife runs the restaurant, but they didn't have enough help, so he became the host. And it's a neat restaurant. I'll put in a plug for it, called the something farmer. Now I can't remember what it is. It's something. It's a friendly farmer. Anyway, it's a neat little restaurant in Sharon Springs, and it was packed. It was packed with people. This is not a big area of the world, and a lot of people are coming from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, what the heck's the name? Isn't that awful? The Friendly Farmer, Famished Farmer,
well,
something like that.
Good food is good food.
Oh, yeah, it's good, very good food. And the people, there are all kinds of, a lot of Amish live in the area. They come over for dinner, and there was a judge sitting behind me, a lot of folks from town. But, yeah, there are people that are, there was not enough help. That's why he had to go help his wife. In the restaurant, they just don't have enough help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a
serious
problem.
Something I've noticed a lot of restaurants are falling behind in how they're falling behind with serving customers, is that during the pandemic, they allowed a lot of online ordering, even some places that typically didn't have online ordering, and they never really went away with that. So you can go into a restaurant where it looks almost completely dead. There's nobody in there, maybe two tables, and it takes you forever because there's that many online orders. So even though it doesn't look like a full restaurant, technically it is a full restaurant based on those online orders, and not enough are willing to turn off the online ordering until they can catch up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so they're losing a lot of the in-house people who, that's where I think you get a lot of the tips.
What the heck? I'm looking at this Sharon Springs Tourism and stuff. I just looked it up. The Fancy Farmer. That's what it's called. Something like that. So anyway, if you're looking for a good meal and you're in that part of New York, go to the Fancy Farmer for dinner. That's the story. Food, Farm, and Family is our focus. You go to the website, foodfarmfamily.com, and you get all this information that we've encapsulated here from Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.